one morning in June some 20 years ago, I was born a rich man's son. I had everything that money could buy, but freedom I had none. I've been looking for freedom. I've been looking so long.
Muy buenas tardes, queridos oyentes. Bienvenidos de nuevo a Break Potatoes, vuestro programa en Spanglish, Collins. Hoy vamos a resumir, como siempre, los temas más interesantes de la actualidad. Spanglish.
Okay.
Sin motivo ninguno, ya, simplemente porque sí.
Quickly, before I am ingressed into the old people's home.
Collins, por cierto, felicidades. Fue tu cumpleaños la semana pasada.
I don't know if that's... Or commiserations, perhaps.
¿Cumpliste 40 o...? No, 30, 40, es lo mismo.
Sí. It's a new number. The first digit has gone up one. Ouch.
Ouch.
Never mind.
Tenemos un montón de noticias interesantes para compartir con todos nuestros oyentes.
Wicked.
Noticias de la vida real que nos ayudarán en el día a día cotidiano de nuestra vida.
Good. Sounds like a plan. Sí. Sounds like a good plan to me.
Tengo una noticia muy buena. Me ha llamado la atención, Collins. Sí. Se divorcia porque su marido era un auténtico neurótico de la limpieza. Uf. La obsesión por la limpieza de un albañil alemán que además se pasaba el día poniendo orden, recogiendo la casa y moviendo muebles, ha hecho que su esposa le deje plantado y pida el divorcio tras 15 años de matrimonio. Collins, esto sí que es un verdadero regalo de cumpleaños. Nunca nos pasará a nosotros. Nuestras esposas nunca podrán alegar esto.
Exactly.
Collins, ¿crees que alguna vez ¿Crees que alguna de tus esposas te echará en cara que eres un neurótico de la limpieza?
Wow. I don't know. Probably not.
Mira, voy a aprovechar para meter un efecto de sonido que va muy relacionado con esta noticia. El efecto de sonido se titula Chalupa de 19 pies con camarote.
Yeah. Completely.
Sí. Eso explica un poco.
That German, the German builder, who is a cleaning fanatic, should move to Spain because 98% of Spanish women are also cleaning fanatics.
Bueno.
Or more, maybe more. That's a conservative estimate.
Qué mala suerte. Conozco justo a todo el 1,7% que no lo es.
No, Cabrera. You can be a cleaning fanatic and dirty at the same time. There's no problem.
Ah, bien.
So.
Muy bien, Collins. Entonces, ¿crees que esto realmente...
That's why they're cleaning fanatics. Is this, you know...
Puede ser.
Because they're so dirty.
Me ha parecido muy interesante que alguien alegue como motivo de divorcio que la otra persona limpia mucho. Pero bueno, si realmente lo limpiaba él solo, ¿cuál es el problema?
Pues,
y no pedía colaboración.
Was, an obsessive compulsive? Somebody who just goes and washes his hands every 2 minutes.
Sí, quizás como, you know, Jack Nicholson en la película Mejor Imposible, ¿no?
Yeah. What's that called in English? I can't remember. Return to dusty mountainside or something. No, that is as good as it gets.
As good as it gets.
Yeah. Glass Jungle 4.
Tienes otra noticia curiosa, ¿verdad, Collins?
I do actually, Cabrera. A wheelchair bound man, that's a man who is restricted, spends his life in a wheelchair.
Una persona en silla de ruedas.
Sues MI5, that's the Ministry of Information 5, in other words...
El Servicio Secreto Británico, ¿no?
Sí, uno de los dos ministerios secretos. Bueno Servicio Secreto.
No es tan secreto, Collins, si todo el mundo lo conoce.
Yeah, true. But you know, actually, something curious before I start reading this...
es secreto porque en realidad se llama MI7.
Oh. Do you know, seriously, the building, the MI5 and the MI6 buildings in London... Everybody knows which buildings they are. I mean, there is no secret. They're not in a secret location. Bueno, everyone says, yeah, that's the MI5 building.
Sería muy difícil ocultar un edificio entero, ¿no?
Or its purpose, yeah. You ask anybody. But I remember on TV, on a comedy program, they had a cameraman outside the building and they asked about 20 people who were walking down the street at different times, what's that building? Everybody said, yeah, that's the MI5 building. That's the MI5 building. Then they went to ask the security guard or the person on reception.
And they said that
I can't say. Or, no.
Really?
They said, no, I'm not allowed to tell you or something, yeah.
Is that true?
Seriously. it's stupid, but anyway. Anyway, a wheelchair-bound former bus driver is suing MI5 for £363,000 after his application for a job tracking down suspects was rejected.
O sea que esta persona con silla de ruedas solicitó un puesto para espiar o para seguir a otras personas y después de varias solicitudes nunca le han cogido.
Y está demandando al servicio secreto por 363.000 libras. 300. Aproximadamente la misma cifra en euros.
Hombre, la verdad que me parece un poco discriminatorio que no le dejen acceder al puesto.
He admitted that he could not move his arms or legs when he put in his application to be a mobile surveillance officer. But he still claimed that he should have been the preferred candidate out of the 1,092 applicants.
O sea que él, a pesar de que dijo que no tenía movilidad en la mayor parte del cuerpo, seguía pensando que era más apto para el puesto que otras 1,900 personas que lo habían
solicitado. 1,092 personas.
1,092.
He said that the role, and in they put in the job description, is about observing people or places either on foot or by vehicle. Okay, so había que en este puesto vigilar a la gente o sitios o de pie o en un o desde un vehículo. He said it could have been adapted and that he could have traveled and followed or tracked targets by train, coach or taxi. The service should also have paid for his health care, he said. Que paga el tío ese dice que lo que era la necesidad, ¿no? La descripción del trabajo, lo de seguir a la gente y tal, podría haber sido adaptado, que él podía haber viajado y taxi, seguido los blancos, ¿no? Bueno, los blancos, vamos, los objetivos, en taxi, en tren, en autocar, lo que sea. Y también que el ministerio, el servicio secreto, debería haber pagado sus gastos
médicos.
The man said that the recruiting agency demonstrated reckless discrimination.
La agencia de selección había demostrado una discriminación total, ¿no?
Sí, básicamente. His discrimination claim has already been thrown out by a tribunal.
Y el tribunal no ha aceptado siquiera la reclamación.
But he is appealing.
Pero él ha apelado.
But he is appealing to Harrods to Harrods owner Mohamed Al Fayed. Do you know who?
Al padre de ha apelado a él.
Sí, a que le pague básicamente la apelación, because Mohamed Al Fayed blamed spies for the death of Princess Diana and of course his son Dodi Al Fayed. And
¿y qué ha dicho el dueño de Harrods?
No sabemos todavía. No sabemos. The man said that the job description states that applicants should be able to pass a physically and mentally demanding course. So the man said, I knew that the job was active. They sent you out, sometimes to different countries, to spy on somebody. You are out on the front line, but it was right up my street. O sea, que estás ahí en el frente, en la...
En primera línea.
En la primera línea que me habría venido pues, estupendamente, dice.
Parece una injusticia, Collins.
And he said they have a duty to make reasonable adjustments for disabilities. Okay? They have a duty, que tienen el deber de hacer algunos cambios razonables, ¿no? Mm-hmm. Que para gente con minusvalía, discapacidad. They should have invited me for an interview. There is no doubt about that. And I should have got the job. I should have been the preferred candidate because they said they encouraged applications from people from ethnic minorities and with disabilities. The man is a Muslim, and he said he wanted to help protect Britain against extremism. Mm. Y eso, que es musulmán, y además es minusválido, y quería ayudar el servicio secreto a trabajar contra los extremistas, ¿no? Pero bueno, parece que no.
Francamente curiosa. Collins, tenemos que parar porque tenemos que dar paso a nuestros espacios publicitarios.
Oh.
This is a message from Mental Injury Specialist Services. Do you want to make lots of money? Are there any people you hate and really want to shaft? Then look no more. Invent a terrible accident and blame somebody you hate, like your boss or an ex-girlfriend. And call Personal Injury Specialist Services. We take care of the legal proceedings, and you keep up to 5% of the compensation. Our slogan is, Personal Injury Specialist Services offer a fortunate future. Or in short, piss off to all selfish, money-grabbing shitheads. This was a message brought to you by Personal Injury Specialist Services.
Thanks for that break, Cabrera.
Hemos tenido un aprovechado. Sabemos que no es política de la radio hacer anuncios, pero hemos decidido meter este anuncio para sacarnos una pequeña comisión.
Yeah, good idea. Are we allowed to do that?
No, we are not. Thanks
but
for asking.
But the people who run Radio Enlace won't actually understand that. Hopefully.
Yeah. No, they will. Yeah, I'm sure. They will.
What will they do? They can't take the money off us. Personal Injury Specialist solicitors have already paid us. Now it's gone out. So...
We're in trouble.
Yeah.
Collins, hablando de musulmanes, tengo otra noticia interesante.
Oh.
Según dice el titular de esta noticia, fumadores musulmanes están vistos peor que vacas que cagan en medio de la carretera.
There we go then.
So, exactamente.
Muslim smokers are seen as worse than defecating
in the street, a top Malaysian Muslim cleric and politician said. But he said, a cop which defecates in the middle of the road, we cannot take legal action against it because it has no brain and cannot think.
Well, it has a brain. It's a cow. All animals have brains.
Yeah, and cows sometimes they have like crazy brains.
Yeah.
But human beings who have brains, for them to do something which is wrong in religion.
Sheep have brains. You can buy them in Mercadona.
And you would call it scissors.
Yeah, you just disguise it. I mean, but you would think that by changing the name to Sesos, you make it sound a bit like Setas or Setos,
well,
you know, something rural and nice.
In
but
English,
they chop it in half and it's clearly an animal's brain.
You do the same in English when you call pig or pork, but it's the same, or cow or beef, but it's still
yeah,
the same.
But you're eating the muscle, you're not eating the brain, so it's okay.
Well, yeah, you're right.
It's like Hannibal Lecter when he eats Ray Liotta's front temporal lobe.
The lamb is already dead. And he's not a man.
That's true. Fair point.
He's an animal.
But the point being that animals have brains. Tell that Malaysian
actually, they
politician.
Have. Yeah, I will call him. with your finger around. So he said that under Islamic law, the people smoking is as bad as the cows defecating in the street. What do you think?
Well, it's worse because a cow, as the man suggests, a cow is an animal. You cannot judge a cow morally.
Yeah, you can, but without any sense.
You can, but it's stupid, yeah.
It's a waste of time.
Yeah. So, I agree. And one other thing, I think there's a loophole in Muslim law, un agujero legal, that they're not allowed to drink, but they can smoke. But I think the point is that they're not allowed to do things which I think are harmful for their body. And I think when the
it's not because it's
the rule was written
for the body, is because they can lose their minds if they are drunk, but they couldn't get high with some smoking, but with the smoking tobacco they don't like it, but they can do it.
I thought that they were okay. That's destroyed my argument completely.
Yeah, so say your argument anyway.
I was going to say. That if it's harmful for the health, well, just because smoking hadn't been invented when the Quran was written, that it wasn't in there. It's like in Saudi Arabia, women are not allowed to drive because it wasn't written in the Quran.
Really?
In the 7th century.
But it wasn't written either that men could drive.
No, I know. So, who knows? So... confusing theology.
Es muy muy complicado.
Booyah.
República Dominicana con Lunitun y Noriega, más flow. Ellos creí que ellos sabían de ti, Luni. Fuimos a fuego para todas esas choris en los New York. Oye, métele sazón, batería y reggaetón, que los demás los pone Calderón, el saborio. El más guapachoso, el que tiene a los guasones nerviosos. Un huachicoqui, más payaqueo que no es loqui. Este caballo no corre con yoki, baila lo nena. Esto es cosa buena, pero no me hable con la boca llena. Anormales, llegaron los generales. Por más que trates a ti no te sale. Yo lo que traigo es la zarana.
Batería y reggaetón.
Cabrera, do you like? It sounds like gunfire. It's like glamorizing violence.
Yeah, something like that.
Do you like?
We need some of
petrol.
reggaeton and petrol in Radio Lace. We were missing.
Do you like petrol, Cabrera?
Yes, I do like petrol. Me gusta la gasolina.
Yeah, yeah. And I wish you wouldn't talk with your mouth full.
As he said before, yeah. No, Collins, creo que me da un poco de pena porque el reggaetón llegó fuerte a España, pero se desvaneció igual de fuerte.
This is such a shame.
¿Recuerdas aquel verano en que solo, única y exclusivamente se oía reggaetón?
Of course, the halcyon days of 2004 or 5.
Por ahí, sí.
When I moved into the flat and we had Sol Música.
Sí.
For about a year, approximately a year.
Exactamente.
The summer of reggaetón. Sí. No, 2004, 2005, around then. It's disappeared.
Creo que el reggaetón,
so sad.
El reggaetón no va a llegar este verano tampoco. Y es preocupante.
The truth is, I don't listen to music anymore, really.
Pues mira, tengo buenas noticias a ti que te gusta la música.
Okay. Time for the bridge.
Es posible que... No está en el bridge.
Throwing me a dummy there.
Según dice por aquí una de nuestras noticias, Robbie Williams podría volver a Take That.
Oh.
Sí, Robbie Williams ha dejado de lado el tema de los ovnis en el que estaba muy metido.
He stopped looking for UFOs.
Sí.
Good on him.
¿Por qué habrá tomado?
Did he find any?
No se sabe. Bueno, como sabes, en 2005 dejó Take That. No, fue antes.
No, 1995. Como en el 95 o por ahí, vamos, hace un montón de años ya. Se pero según
asegura esta noticia, mantiene el contacto directo con sus antiguos compañeros y puede que su vuelta sea inmediata. Collins, ¿qué opinas?
Cabrera, that's wonderful news. That's wonderful news. I always think, you know, I like comebacks, but you know, there's a time. There is a time and a place for comebacks, and I don't know whether it is the time or the place.
I think.
But
now,
good luck to him. We
now
like
is the time for the comeback of Rafael.
Oh, come on.
In moon is in the seventh house, and Jupiter aligns with Mars. Then peace will guide the planets, and love will steer the stars. Is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, the age of Aquarius.
Collins, estoy expectante, porque he visto que me has puesto aquí una canción.
Are you
para...
pregnant? You're expecting?
I don't think so.
Expectant.
I'm just getting quite chubby. Collins, estoy expectante porque he visto que me has puesto aquí una canción que se llama My Song, pero no sé cuál es realmente.
It's a song by the Dead Bullfighters.
¿Los toreros muertos? Mira, casualmente estaba, tenía aquí una suya. La de todos los palitos fuera de Madrid, la tenía aquí. Que creo que es suya también, ¿no?
Yes. No, this is a different one, Cabrera. I think you should just play it and let the song reveal itself. It's a very... It's a touching song. It touches the heart.
Pues vamos con ello, sin más dilación, por
Hurry up then, Cabrera.
Las cosas buenas llevan su tiempo, Collins.
Keeping us in. Keeping us waiting expectantly. The audience are getting nervous.
Collins, pues me temo que ha habido un pequeño fallo técnico que no nos va a permitir disfrutar de este temazo.
Yes, it will. Cut, and I'll put it on the computer.
Venga, vamos con ello, Collins. Yeah. Habrá que improvisar técnicamente hablando.
Esta técnica se llama el micrófono al lado del altavoz del ordenador. El dos.
¿Eh? Collins, un tema.
You're a technical genius, Cabrera. Okay, no. Legend.
Parece que es el ordenador el que va a cantar con eso, como lo has puesto ahí el micrófono. Queridos oyentes, concierto en directo Collins y su portátil. Igual que la gente que tocaba el acordeón, pues Collins con el portátil y dos altavoces.
I was walking down the pavement of the street of the marketplace when I went out to buy a peseta's worth of peas, when suddenly horrifying voices began to sound inside my head. Voices that were telling me that my mummy had a moustache. My mother has a moustache. Your mother has a moustache. Your mother, your mother, your mother, your mother, your mother, your mother has a moustache. Your mother, your mother, your mother, your mother, your mother has a moustache. And she doesn't shave, because when she shaves, she's only left with a white stain below her nose that makes her look even uglier. Your mother has a moustache. And here in school, everyone calls you the son of the mustachioed seal who mops a staircase. Ha 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 ha! Mustache, 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 mustache. Your mother, your mother, your mother, your mother, your mother has a mustache. Your mother, your mother, your mother, your mother, your mother, your mother has a mustache. And for all your life, you'll carry the stigma of your mother's mustache, even if you take her for a shave. Ha, ha, ha. Careful she doesn't touch you, because that boy's mother, that she doesn't touch you. Because if she found out that you called her a seal, she'll skin you alive. She'll skin up and call her a seal. Hide away. Hide away. Don't show yourself, because she'll stand with you. For calling her a seal. Calling her a seal. For calling her a seal. Calling her a seal. Calling her a seal. Hide yourself away, because she can hear the voice that's saying that. On the face, on the face, on the face. There's a, there's a, there's a, there's a mustache, 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 mustache. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Your mother has a mustache. Mustachioed one. Mother, your mother, your mother, your mother has a mustache. Your mother, your mother, your mother, your mother, your mother, your mother has a mustache. She looks like a Guardia Civil. There we go.
Collins, increíble. Collins, qué, qué temazo sacado del olvido.
¿Eh?
Qué temazo sacado del olvido, pero qué bien traído un día como hoy.
Yeah.
Porque sí, es, cualquier día es bueno para recordar a los toreros muertos.
Definitely.
Con estos temazos que conozco en el deleito. Es decir, Collins, que yo descubrí esta canción un verano hace como 15 años o más.
Yeah.
Cuando un amigo se lo puso, le puso esta canción enfrente de una amiga que tenía unos 13 años y tenía un...
¿Y su madre tenía...?
No, era ella misma.
Joder.
Después de unas 2 horas poniéndole la canción, se dio cuenta que iba por ella la canción y desapareció llorando y no la volvimos a ver durante meses.
Oh.
Qué crueldad la de la...
Sí, sí.
La,
joder.
La que puede tener una persona, ¿eh?
Yeah.
Nos reímos durante...
Mala leche.
Nos reímos durante 2 horas, pero luego lo lamentamos durante un mes.
Did she come back with a white stain below her nose? Ah. As the song suggests.
No, sí que embago. With... con un sombrero, con un gorro de Guardia Civil. Que era bastante más propio en este sentido.
Yeah.
Collins, veo que te estás saliendo de las típicas canciones de los 80, un poco pasteleones y tal, y estás ahondando en la verdadera raíz de los 80 españoles.
Big time.
O sea, lo más
Big
profundo.
Time. God, yeah.
Es un orgullo ver que estás descubriendo buena música por fin.
Yeah.
El programa, como siempre, llega a su fin, pero bueno, la próxima semana tendremos más noticias, más canciones, más de todo. Más...
Show 98 next week, Cabrera. It's a countdown, a 3-2-1 to the 100th show.
Queridos oyentes, estamos llegando casi al programa número 100, un programa que será muy especial. Y creo que en breve contaremos de nuevo con la presencia de Mike el Sucio en el estudio.
Más sucio.
No os lo perdáis. Las próximas semanas aquí en Radio Enlace. Hasta pronto.
See you soon, guys.